Having a little bit of a slow start today here, guys. My Kremlin meeting plans before this were slightly interrupted by all of the Pappy Snowden stuff. So I think we're all F5ing here on Labor Day weekend, enjoying leaks and chaos and all of these things. So we'll get started with numbers stabilized. Grab your beer, grab your coffee, grab whatever makes you happy, even if it's your dick or whatever. Holy shit, Progon Legend is actually posting in the thread? Of course he has to. He's compulsive. He can't help himself. Alrighty. Okay. So I had a plan for the fireside, and it was going to be a relatively normal, which is still abnormal. You know, the whole peacetime thing is a little new. I was surprised to see the Dunk Dinkle stuff. I don't know why he thought it would be a good idea to post that. He should have expected, like an adult, that that would be immediately leaked everywhere. And then after basically saying, I didn't know anything and I wasn't a part of it and blah, 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 I guess Pappy Snowden decided to come out of the woodwork. And one of the things that was particularly interesting about that log wasn't just the Progod being a fuck up. Doesn't really surprise me, right? Like, Progod has always been a catastrophic fuck up. I think it's a bit biblical that we heard about the war because Progod Legend talked to everybody in the game about the idea that they were going to blew 103 alliances and come at us. And we heard about the war first from Progod and were able to start making plans and preparations in advance because of it. And it turns out Progod blew up the whole thing. And he ended the war ahead of schedule. They had planned to end the war. They were telling everybody that they, you know, internally, that leak proves that they knew that they were going to fail that day, that they had plans for weeks of evacuations and all of these other things. So it's an unusual feeling, because instead of being like, yay, I was right, you know, whatever. I mean, I knew I was right because spies. And Matterall somewhere is busy insisting that I am Pappy Snowden. But yeah, it's hilarious how bad they are, basically. Like, it's a stunning display of catastrophic stupidity across a whole number of levels. And that is what we were fighting for 14 fucking months. So I want to hit some of the peacetime stuff out of the way real quick here for you guys, because it's not going to be a wartime style fireside where I scream at the top of my lungs for an hour. Pointing and laughing and giggling about the whole Dunk and Shattered and Piggles and Vince and all that stuff. That is pretty fucking funny. But we are going to be making some doctrine changes. We're not going to be, I don't think, announcing a new specific doctrine. We're going to be clearing out some of the doctrines that are old and not going to be used in modern times. So I think that means we're going to be ditching sacrileges, and there's a couple of other changes coming down the pipe. So I just want people to be aware of that. I don't know if Rendus wants to actually say anything about it right now in terms of, do not sell off your doctrine ships if you do not need to. Do not sell off your doctrine ships if you do not need to. Thank you. Sorry, Rendus is stopping me with an all caps thing here. But we are getting ready. You guys know how this works. In peacetime, we start heading toward peacetime, start heading towards join sigs and squads. I said this last week, join sigs and squads, join sigs and squads, join sigs and squads. Because we're not going to telegraph exactly where we're going and who we're shooting and why on a fucking fireside. But we hunger for vengeance, and that whole Awakened Empire become the crisis shit is absolutely happening. One of the things that I've been happy to see is that we are finally being able to implement some of the policies that we have been working on for the last couple weeks, whereby we, I mean, some of our best galaxy brain goons have been coming up with new systems, because fundamentally speaking, EVE Online is now a very different game than it was before the war. Before the war, we had a system of doing things. Now, after the war, CCB has altered so much that functionally speaking, we have to have completely new systems that are better integrated and generally unfuck some of the mistakes from the previous systems. So as we are coming down the mountain with the stone tablets that, you know, Kunmi and Kazanir and Weaselor and very smart people who are way smarter than me are holding, and we implement these things, please do keep in mind that essentially approach modern peacetime as if it is a game you've never seen before, because the fundamentals of the video game from the economic perspective are very different. So that is cool and good. Shouldn't we wait until the scarcity ending announcements before making crazy changes? So first of all, I'm gonna pick that one apart. Christ Jesus, I want to thank you for giving me an easy layup there. So first of all, we're not making any crazy changes, right? We are making new systems that we believe, through the best and brightest and the most sensible of our people, are the way to go. And we're running everything that we're doing through the Kremlin, because we need to make sure that we have buy-in at all levels of the organization. So the things that we are doing are not really all that wild and crazy, but I want people to know that if they're to expect change, right, to not flip out about it, because these are things that have been worked on and talked about upstairs and at the Kremlin lair for weeks now. There has been a lot of meetings involving things like moons and tax policy and locust fleets and just all of this stuff that is now getting close to being shovel ready, and I'm happy with it. So we're not doing crazy stupid shit, because the whole idea here is that we have an empire that gets everybody rich and helps us kill the puppies all the better. So that hasn't changed. And the other part of the Christ Jesus softball is a good one too, because it brings up the scarcity thing. So I don't necessarily ever make any plans around waiting for CCP to do a good goddamn thing. There's a few reasons for that. Yes, lots of meetings have made the Mitanni fall asleep, as Ernest points out. I don't like waiting for CCP to do a good goddamn thing. And again, Christ Jesus, I think, is just giving me a softball here. This isn't me like dunking on him. This is just like two wonderful, easy layups. One is never rely on CCP for anything, right? It's sort of like if you're just hoping that they're going to do a thing and they're going to announce a thing, then you're sort of planning for disappointment. So we plan around the game as it is. We don't expect that CCP is going to magically change things. And also, we are expecting that there will be some adjustments in the plans that we have are flexible, right? Like, we're not fucking idiots. So sometimes it seems like we're idiots, but so it's a reasonable question. But like, I just don't want people waiting around and going, gosh, like at some point here, we're gonna get the scarcity stuff is going to be solved, and we're going to wait for CCP to do it, because I think that's just planning for failure. All right, let me look at some of these questions. Questions about AltCorp. So yes, actually, we are going to be opening up the AltCorp stuff once more. That is something that is being planned and will be handled. I don't know if that is shovel ready right now, but it's something that we know what we're doing. It's going to be managed by the finance team, and they are doing a lot of work along a whole bunch of different things. But the whole AltCorp approval process and all of that compliance is being bolted onto the finance team, because AltCorps are a core part of some of the things that we're going to be doing as we rebuild and continue to rake it in. That's a very good question. And I want to thank everybody for bearing with when, during the war, we turned off AltCorps. If you were unaware as to why we didn't let AltCorps in the war, there was a guy who's been hanging out on somethingawful.com thread, masquerading as one of us, who is actually this dude who had an AltCorp, and he gave away access to the AltCorp to the enemy. And back in July of 2020, you might have remembered one day, this feels like it was 5 years ago, but there was a day where the Pappy men came together and they tried to drop like 20 fucking citadels in our space using this AltCorp that was within Goonswarm that this traitor had given away. And then this traitor tries to act like he is a cool guy goon on the SA thread. But anyway, so that is why we turned off AltCorps, because they are, in an unregulated system, a security threat. And now we're going to do this. Oh, thank you. Dunai reminded me, the court mail holiday thing. We're not going to be talking about this on the, it's a Goonwaffa thing only. Goonwaffa only is going to have court mail Mondays. That's not something that the rest of the fucking alliance has to do. But if you are a Waff guy, we are going to have court mail Mondays. Every Monday, we're going to turn it on, let people get it out of their systems, and then we'll see how things go. Free speech zones, absolutely. All right, let's see what else we got. XYZZY, whatever, I'm not going to say the rest of it, is a new director of Gooniversity. He is taking over from Robbie Kasparik, and I don't think we've sent a rest and piss ping for Zizzy, because we're all trying to figure out how to say his name and not say titties like we say for XTDZ. But there you go. So rest and piss, my dude. Here's a question about, are we planning to chase after Pappy in some campaign soon? Join Six and Squads. There are a lot of avenues that get us from Delve to where the Pappy Men are, in a variety of interesting regions, some of them being Outer Passage, some of them being Geminate, some of them being wherever. Do not be fooled. There are a lot of Pappy Men out there who are posting away, trying to make it clear that they were the good Pappies and that they were just following Piggle the rest of them off of a cliff. And that's good. I like to see that behavior from the bad guys because they are attempting to feed the slower of the puppies to the bear, right? Like they don't have to be the fastest, they just have to be faster than whoever we're hazing at the moment. So there are a variety of vectors for us to get Seal on target. I think that you should join Sigs and Squads in the meantime. And anything like there are definitely things in the future like Jeff deployments and just us back to our normal bullshit like we were doing before the war. So I would expect that. I do not want these people to get away unscathed. They have not. They have very much not gotten away unscathed, and I see no reason for us to stop fucking with them. There's a balance of interests here because some people are exhausted, or they just need time off and whatever. They want to chill, or they need to do some PvE to rebuild their personal wealth funds or what have you. But as always in peacetime, we want to make certain that there are ways to get across the galaxy and twist the knife on these fucks. I'm going to casually call it peacetime just because it's easier that way. In Delve, things are much more peace oriented, but as you guys saw again in previous wars, we can be at peace while saying nudge, nudge, wink, wink, join Sigs and Squads, and stuff happens on the other side of the galaxy, and high fives all around. Is salvage still needed? Also, shoutouts for TNT for winning their fucking alliance tournament match. That has also happened while all of the hilarity has taken place today. Sorry guys, I thought I was going to have a more like not necessarily a together affair side, but a lot of times I'll get up on a Sunday and I'll have a few notes about the things that I want to say. We were going to have a Kremlin meeting today to talk about some of these very important PvE policies that make my brain turn into goo, and I spent the entire time F5ing the Pappy Snowden thread, which it's unfortunate because I think if Matterall has well and truly wandered away from the game, I won't get to enjoy him, his hilarious take on it or on this fireside. But I hope he's having fun. When will corporations be able to deploy their own structures? Well, we just had a big ass Kremlin meeting about things like that. So I'm not going to say that on a fireside, but we are actively communicating with the Kremlin about when corps are going to be allowed to drop structures, and there is a system and a process, and I know it's a workable system and a process because it just instantly puts me to sleep. Yeah, so it's there. It's real. Are you worried about post-war Eve fatigue in the Imperium? No. Not at all. I mean, it's a reasonable enough question, but some people are going to take breaks and cycle in and cycle out, but look, there's how many? There's fucking 900 of you on a Labor Day weekend fireside listening to me run my mouth. Right? We haven't really seen a kind of peacetime sort of drop off. In fact, if anything, great question, Killer Co., because this has given me a bit to riff on about the PCU crisis. While we are rubbing their own words in the faces of our enemies as they piss and shit themselves all over every channel where they attempt to call home, it's important to remember that they essentially made the PCU crisis. Like one of the things that has happened in the aftermath of the Blue Donut disintegrating is that people are playing Eve across the board. Wars are starting in various places. And so as you are out there shitting on our enemies for being a bunch of hypocritical pubby fucks, please do remind them that in addition to following ProGod Legend et al. Off of a fucking cliff, that Elf Boy and crew, all of those motherfuckers that were holding the Blue Donut together for 14 months, as insert insult here, it's difficult to describe the scale of how bad they were for EVE Online itself. And I think that the leadership of Pappy needs to be held accountable for it. I don't think that there's ever a reason why Gobbins or Piggles or Villy or any of these motherfuckers should ever be able to post or talk anywhere without having everyone instantly remind them what a bunch of hypocritical shits they are, how much they suck, and how much their hypocritical shittery resulted in the entire game except for us being set blue, and in a testable, obvious way, nearly, actually, I think they did like worse than Blackout. Like the bad guys managed to do more damage to EVE Online in terms of the number of people playing the video game and enjoying themselves than even CCP has. Normally speaking, in these situations where there's a PCU crisis, we're sitting around here going, grr, Hilmar, grr, CCP, grr, grr, chaos, grr, scarcity, or something like this. But the reality is that Pappy told everybody to blew up, stop playing the game, go AFK, exploded on impact in 1DQ1, and now they're sitting around going, oh, well, you know, it's a Pro God Legends fault. And yeah, sure, part of it is Pro God Legends fault. But don't let these motherfuckers forget that the reason why people are now playing the video game more and the PCU is beginning to go up again in any kind of capacity is because they did it, they're at fault, and they're not able to do it anymore. So fuck them. So that's one of the other reasons why I'm not too worried about activity and content in peacetime, because not only can we reach across the galaxy to get at these guys, join six and squads, but just the nature of the thing was they tried to make Serenity on Tranquility. They really did it. All of the things they were saying about us were straight up projection. They're like, oh, guns are trying to be Serenity. They literally wanted the entire game to be blue and hold blue such that motherfuckers like Vili can stick his champion's jewel right up his fourth place ass. Now that the war is over, are FRT the new superpower? We are the superpower. We are the hegemons. We are the 1,000-pound gorilla that all must accommodate, or else. That's just how it fucking works. The entire galaxy came at us, and they all failed. It is us. And then there is everybody else. And we're going to make sure it stays that way, because fuck all puppies forever. They will come after you again, just as they say, oh, you know, I was a Horde guy, and, you know, I never really believed in Pro God Legend and all that stuff. Like, no, they fucking hate your guts. They're just trying to convince you that they don't hate your guts because they're scared of you, which is good, but don't forget who your enemies are. Wow, Arinda's fucking dropping some facts here. Check that graph out. That is ugly. That is ugly. All right, boys and girls, a few more questions here. I need to make sure that I'm not missing anything. Do changes to the... that's a question for Arindus there. He's got a question about unified ships. Yeah, Haruda, I'm not even going to try to dive into that. That is very much the Arindus zone, and he will answer your question. How are my fishies? The fishies seem to be doing relatively well. Some people are confused about the leaks. There is a Pappy Snowden thread on our Eve. It shows what happened when, in the middle of their final push op against us, Pro God Legend started anchoring the Keepstars, and so you get to see everything explode. What's interesting is that Shattered Armor is in there after Dunkdingle had told everybody that Brave had nothing to do with their command channels or anything like that, which came out yesterday. It just, you know, it's essentially just proving all the stuff that we said all war. So, like, I'm not really like, ooh, oh my God, here's this thing. It's great that the leaks are out there. It's great people are pointing and laughing. But essentially, it's just further evidence that everything that we have been telling everybody the entire war has been the God's honest truth the entire time, and that the bad guys were just projecting and insisting that that the words were wrong or whatever. Fuck them. Shattered Armor has what exact role in the Brave leadership? Shattered Armor has the role of being, apparently, and, you know, this dude would not last a fucking microsecond in the Imperium. His bitch ass would be blacklisted and purged the moment he had a tantrum. But, you know, Dunk's a grown-ass man, and if he can't stand up to fucking Shattered Armor, then that's his problem. In fact, that's a problem for all of the Brave leadership. If you can't stand up to a guy who's a cut-rate wannabe Pro God legend, what business do you have in the big chair? Being in the big chair is not about being a likable guy. Being in the big chair is not about making sure that everybody thinks you're classy. In fact, many times if you're in the big chair, people are howling for your blood because you don't give a fuck about what anybody who's outside of your people really thinks. You know, you're either on our side or you're not. And if you're on the outside, then they get the eat my ass, die in a fire, twist the knife version. And Dunk wants to lead, but you can't lead without being willing to get some fucking blood on your hands. And if you only are the nice guy, you'll get walked all over by some teenage dumbass wannabe like Shattered Armor, who thinks that Pro God Legend is somebody to like emulate. It was amazing hearing recordings of Shattered Armor from the Black Hand, because he sounded almost indistinguishable from Pro God Legend, because he hero worships Pro God Legend so much that he literally imitates the fucking guy. And I cannot imagine being a grown-ass man and letting a little dick bitch like Shattered Armor push anybody around. There is no excuse for it. So fuck them all. More leaks, please. Unfortunately, I really wish Matterall hadn't wandered off. It was kind of fun. Like, every time a Pappy Snowden happened, I can't really do that joke anymore if he's not around to do it. Yeah, I mean the most likely theories I've seen bandied around is that it's either Redline or it's one of the original Sinners guys. Did we ever get the audit done on Horde at all? I think I saw this question asked at the previous Fireside, and the answer is no. We were going to audit them. We were going to unleash the auditors on them, and then well, you can read for yourself what happened on August 2nd or August 3rd or whatever it was. And the whole thing blew up because of, well, just go read the fucking leaks. And then all of our people in our finance team that would be doing the audit stuff have been hard at work doing whatever they can to get these new policies and moon stuff and tax, all the peacetime stuff that is incredibly necessary. Those people that would have been doing an audit on Horde's finances have been working on our shit and implementing those things. Is it a funny idea? And would I be interested in us doing it when our financial boffins have finished doing their thing? Yeah, I think that it would be hilarious because fuck Elfboy and fuck Horde. And no, we're not going to forgive and forget any of these people. Screw them. But the, you know, our people deserve the best. And that therefore, as soon as the war exploded at the start of August, at that point, we had to shift all of our white paper generating policymakers to create policies for us. We had anticipated, like, my plan was that we would have probably about 2 months of the Rice Fields phase, 2 months of the Reagan-Kista. We would go Reagan-Kista to Rice Fields to Reagan-Kista. Reagan-Kista, I figured, would take about 2 months where we'd be taking our space back under fire as we were gradually leveraging that numbers advantage we had because we'd crushed their participation down to fuck all. But I did expect that we would have to take our space back under fire, and that would be the fucking Reagan-Kista. And the plan was, as we were doing that, and once we had gotten traction with the Reagan-Kista, then we would know it, we would have probably like a month or two as we ground through all of our stuff to implement and come up with these plans and these policies. So essentially, when ProGod Legend pulled a Piggles at the start of August, we were still fighting the war and expecting to continue to fight the war for a while yet. And then abruptly was like, oh, fuck, so we've got to burn down every fucking structure in Delve as fast as we possibly can so these fucks can't get away, one. And two, while we're doing that, we also have to come up with a completely new post-war system, which we knew was going to be complicated because the game mechanics have changed. So that's where we are, and I'm very happy that we're sort of through that process now and getting to the implementation phase. All right, boys and girls, that is going to be it. I'm going to call it Faye. Please turn up next week. One last thing before we go is we are going to be doing some ops right after the Fireside and in a little bit to get some people to and from Ermalin. We know that we've got people that have asset safety stuff in Ermalin, and the state provides, so you're going to see some pings for ops going out to make sure that people can get their stuff escorted out effectively. Also, a question about Brisk. Brisk has a double ear infection. It sucks, and we hope that he gets over it soon so we can... I mean, I would expect that next week, Meta Show, we're going to be making tons of fun of these nerds over all of this Dunk Dinkle and Pappy Snowden stuff. Thank you all for coming, and if you've got shit in Erlen you want to be escorted back, look for ops coming out. That's it. That's the Fireside.